From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, Hamas wins control of Gaza. What does it mean for the future of the Palestinians, of Israel, and of the Middle East?
First, we begin with a reporter on the ground in Gaza. Charles Levinson covers the Middle East for London's Daily Telegraph. Charles, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Well, it's the day after fighting has ceased. What's it like there in Gaza today?
Well, today has been sort of blissfully calm after a week of madness. People have been out and about. There was a big celebratory parade gathering by Hamas supporters, perhaps 5,000. You know, Palestinians have gone to the captured security bases that once belonged to the Fatah-run security services, but now are run by Hamas, sort of curiously peering in to see, you know, what the new regime looked like. Some of the houses of well-known Fatah leaders who were particularly loathed by some Palestinians, Hamas especially, were seriously looted. Every removable item was taken away, including 25-foot palm trees that were dug up. The presidential compound was also partially looted, though not quite as seriously.
Yeah, we've seen pictures in the papers today.
Right.
I'm wondering, what is it going to be like now for people who live there, Gazans in the strip there? What's daily life going to be like with Hamas in control?
Well, that's the big question. On one side, there are people who are concerned that Gaza, which has been, you know, growing steadily more conservative over in recent years, really, will, you know, get even more so as Hamas sort of imposes an Islamic regime here in the Gaza Strip. On the other hand, there are those who are hopeful that after 18 months of lawlessness and anarchy, now that Hamas has a firm monopoly on the security services, that some law and order might finally be restored and people will once again feel safe to walk in the streets and going out at night.
Well, I guess the question is also, what kind of law and order? Are we talking about a possibility of Sharia law?
Hamas says no, that they're not going to impose Sharia law here. If you talk to some of the fighters on the ground, the rank and file, though, they seem a bit more gung-ho about the prospects of it. Interviewed fighters today who said, you know, this is a victory for Islam and the era of Islamic justice law has arrived. So, you know, it's a big question mark just what Hamas rule is going to look like here.
And what will it mean? Israel has said that it will close off the borders or impose tighter security there just to prevent any kind of terrorism from leaching out of the borders into Israel. So what will that mean, tighter security for people who live there in Gaza?
Well, I mean, Gaza to the average Palestinian already feels like a giant prison. And if Israel cuts it off even more so, I mean, it's just going to make life even harder here for Palestinians. They depend on crossings into and out of Israel for imports and exports. They get their electricity and water from Israel. I know Israel said they won't cut those off, but certainly Israel has the ability to really tighten the screws on these people if they so choose to do so.
And what do average people there think of Hamas? Are they glad Hamas has taken over, or are they wary and fearful?
I think Palestinians, first and foremost, are glad to see the fighting stop and hope it will stay stopped. You know, obviously there are Palestinians who support Hamas and those who don't. You know, a lot of Palestinians are frankly were fed up with Fatah. They thought Fatah was corrupt and, you know, had ruled for 15 years here and hadn't, you know, followed through. But they're also worried about Hamas. They're not convinced that Hamas is the answer to their problems.
Charles Levinson covers the Middle East for London's Daily Telegraph. He joined us from Gaza City. Thank you.
My pleasure.